producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Welcome to the show, folks. You have us for the next 2 hours. I wanted to let you know ahead of time, if you'd like to call in over those next 2 hours, you may. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And yes, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, without further ado, I just want to bring to the light, before we jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, concerning some of the things that we're going to talk about concerning you and your country, I want you to keep in mind that we're not talking about a third world country here. As I unveil as to what's going on in your country, okay? I'm not talking about a third world country. Folks, while you're being diverted through the state-controlled narrative, which is bought and paid for by six corporations worldwide, all saying the same things at the same time to bring you into the land of the illusion of what they want you to believe. They want to rearrange a reality to become the reality that they want you to believe in. Folks, it's all you're being lied to from A to Z by the state-controlled media. And again, friends, the answer, justice. You need to deal with them accordingly because they have not been given the right to lie or to fabricate news, folks, and that's exactly what they're doing across the globe all at the same time. And so let's get to this. Let's put the boots on the ground and start hitting this thing really quick, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Obama now pushing for massive school enrollment for illegals in America, and you're going to pay for it. As a matter of fact, at every step of the way, friends, everything that America is complaining about, keep in mind that government is using your tax dollars to use it against you. Okay, this is because America has departed wickedly from a just and a holy God, like it or not. And I'm going to prove that over the next 2 hours, line upon line, precept upon precept. So if you want to understand prophetically as to where we're at right now, folks, America is under perfect judgment, as are other countries right now, because they have thrown off their first love. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, again, Obama now pushing for massive school enrollment for illegals, friends, and you are going to pay for it. Yes, you are. Interestingly enough, we found that yesterday, Lois Lerner, she's getting a free pass from the Department of Injustice, we can see under Loretta Lynch, the constitutional violating individual, namely, again, Lois Lerner, in IRS targeting scandal. Well, they're dismissing it because they can find no evidence of them actually targeting conservatives, Christians, and patriot organizations in in America? Of course not, folks. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Barack Hussein Obama must be prosecuted and not be allowed to pass torch to another corrupt administration. Again, keep in mind, friends, Hillary Clinton, the present administration belongs to the Clinton. They're tried and true in their crimes against we the people. And so again, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Just saying, friends, I'm going to bring you over across the pond in a couple minutes here after I hit some of these so I can bring these in again, line upon line, precept upon precept. I want clarity on these issues as to what I'm talking about right now. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Speaking of that, which is over the pond or across the pond, the EU diplomat, they believe over there, he said, my government believes Obama is mentally unstable, unwell. He's sick in the mind. Of course he is. He's a devil is what he is. Sons of Liberty Media.com. I wanted to let you know, friends, interestingly enough, we found that going back to the DOJ, the Department of Injustice, might I add, that we found out just this last week that it's the same DOJ, let me add the I, Department of Injustice, who has now lost all credibility by teaming up with the likes of the SPLC hate group, targeting conservatives and Christian groups that that disagree lawfully with their dangerous ideologies. But folks, I want you to understand too that this is also the administration that is attempting to disarm America with the flood of illegals. As a matter of fact, if you go over to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, it was Pamela Geller that just posted a picture of those in Los Angeles, California, and they're just dominating the streets in America, friends. Now, I want you to also understand that there's that old saying that you take the pictures, I'll create the war. Now, when I'm looking at this picture, folks, there's about 150 max from what I can see, okay? What they can do is they can take a group of 50 and make it look a lot bigger than what it really is. No matter how many illegals are in this country right now, folks, every one of them are here illegally. But in saying that, going back to Sons of Liberty Media.com, if you'd like to put your eyes on what's going on in your country, video by Pamela Geller, Muslim prayers take over streets of downtown Los Angeles. Now, can you imagine, folks, if the church was to do that? Now, what's sick about this whole thing, and to show you how backwards America has become, there's 300 churches to any foreign religion in America. How come it's not the professed Christians in America taking to the streets? As a matter of fact, that was a commandment from the Lord to go preach what? The gospel to every living creature. But it's interesting how we have those in America that are willing to go to other countries, they call themselves missionaries, to preach a Jesus that they just don't preach here in America. Well, you got an opportunity now, you missionaries. Go ahead and turn around because we have a huge opportunity now to see all of these Muslim folks that are packing the streets in downtown Los Angeles with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Sons of Liberty Media.com. You can check that out online, friends. Again, check it out online. I also wanted to let you know, you just seen recently where Hillary Clinton, that was a big charade, friends. That was nothing but more, nothing more than a promotion, a coup per se, because that was promoting her presidential candidacy, friends. That's all that was all about, okay? And it was interesting that when she came in to be interrogated by these prosecutors, it was interesting that she was treated like a celebrity when she walked in by those that were to interrogate her. Again, folks, this is nothing more than WWF at its very worst. We can see that with Paul Ryan going down right now, folks. Folks, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. He is a part of the problem in this country, and we need to take our country back. Again, because what's embarrassing about all of this, friends, is there's 320 million people in this country that are allowing a handful of people to destroy their country. And yet, everybody's there to complain about it. Also wanted to let you know on Sons of Liberty Media.com, Romanian immigrant to America, U.S. reminds me of a communist Romania. Isn't that interesting? Also wanted to let you know, folks, we got a praying football coach who gets support from students and parents in defiance of school district demands. Folks, praying in this country is not illegal, yet that's the state-controlled narrative, is it not, to get the people to believe that you can't do what the law permits.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages correlate. They work one with another. Second and none, tell us what your thoughts are. Going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick, who exactly are the real terrorists? Folks, I am absolutely ecstatic, folks. I am so happy that the American people are listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com because the people are beginning to understand that they've been duped by ill-designing men. Well, that is since September 11th, 2001. And we have an article out here by Chuck Baldwin, who is a constitutionalist. He's a preacher out of Wyoming, I believe, or Montana, one of the two. But he contributes over at the sonsoflibertymedia.com. He said, who exactly are the real terrorists? Well, I think the writing's on the wall, America. I mean, we have generals now coming forth telling the American people and people worldwide that Barack Hussein Obama is the one that is arming ISIS. Of course he is. Of course they are. We have friends that have seen firsthand with their eyes, eyewitnesses overseas, see our government drop off supplies to ISIS. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Yes, mosques can be closed. It's unconstitutional. This one knocked it out of the park. This is by Brian Fisher. He's got a radio show out of Mississippi. He's a friend of ours. He's also with AFA, American Family Association. But he said, yes, mosques can be closed. It's constitutional. Friends, we have a U.S. Constitution. It's the United States of America, okay? This isn't the Middle East. It's not like everybody can come in here and they have the freedom, as you're led to believe, to go ahead and implement whatever it is that they want to implement. No. Folks, that is not the America that we know. It's not what I read in the founding documents, nor is it the America which is in the present, folks, because it's not going to fly with American patriots in this country whatsoever. And let me put in between American patriots the Christian American patriots, okay? Because we need to put this into perspective. All right, just saying. Folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Do check it out. We also have other articles out there, folks. Tons of new articles been just posted by Tim Brown, senior editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I also want you to see that I was talking about two dogs in a ring over this last week. And I said, well, which, if I put two dogs in a ring, I said, in there to fight to the death, which one's going to win? And I shared with the people the one that you feed the most. And I brought up a conversation where someone had actually had brought up Glenn Beck. And they said that, well, according to Glenn Beck, you know, we're done for. And I said, I started to laugh a little bit. And I said, well, if you see what Glenn Beck premises his talking points on, that would explain everything. Folks, it's the wrong kind of fear. It's a diabolical fear. And the fact of the matter is, when you fear the Lord, I'll tell you what, we have strong confidence. And the Bible tells us that in Proverbs 28. And what is that? We have strong confidence in the Lord, and we magnify God in the victories that God will bestow upon his conquering church, not defeatism or a fear that is only there at the end of their message to sell a new product so they can make millions of dollars off you. Check it out. It's called Two Dogs in the Ring, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, interestingly enough, over the last couple of days, I'd actually brought this up yesterday, and what happens is I'll kind of go off these talking points, and I'll recollect the things that I talked about over the past couple of days, and then I'll bring them to Saturday, and then we start another week, and that's the rotation. That's how things work, right? The recycle. But it's always new revelation coming about. What was interesting is yesterday I was sharing with you that this president is not America, and America is not this president. Let me say that again. This president is not America. He never has been, and he never will be. He's here to fundamentally change the foundations of this country. He is appointed. He is foreign. This is not American government. This is foreign government, and so is the individual attempting to implement Sharia law into America, only to be used as a political battering ram to upend, to establish something called a new world order. Like it or not, we've been told this for a long, long time. It's interesting that the state-controlled media is not even bashing those that are calling this a theory anymore, a conspiracy anymore by adding the word theory to it. No, they're actually going along with it because I think these useful idiots are now beginning to awake to the fact that, wait a second, I'm in the same boat. These people that I'm reporting to, I'm in the same boat that they are. If they go down, I go with them. See, they're beginning to take a look, and hopefully it's not too late, America. But the fact of the matter is, folks, there is a conspiracy. Go to Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 9, and you will find out that conspiracies happen within. And how do they happen? When the people fail to be the law against the crime concerning those that represent we the people. That's the problem in America. And it started with the church, who fails to be the light to reprove darkness. And then everybody looks at the government as being the problem. Wait a second, that's a reflection of what the church has failed to do and failed to preach, okay? Putting in it to perspective. And we need to judge ourselves within. And so therefore, we're not judged with the world. But this is the message that the professed church in America doesn't want to hear because they don't feel that they've done anything wrong. Need I say any more? Folks, this president is not America, and America is not this president. And right now, it's not about the survival of this administration and its purpose destruction of this country. And by the way, again, he said that, I didn't. It's now time for the survival of the American people. It's time for survival of the fittest concerning this country and who we are as patriots. It's time that America survives this administration by impeaching this administration and bringing forth charges against this administration and the entirety of this administration. Well, why do I say that? Because that's the problem. Folks, John Hancock, the first signer of the Declaration of Independence, he's the guy that wrote his name real big on the Declaration of Independence so the tyrant King George across the pond didn't have to take off his spectacles to see his name. He said, resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Each individual continues steadfast. That means to be fixed in direction and with a proper sense of your dependency upon God. Nobly defend those rights which heaven gave and no man ought to take from us. No man ought to take from us. The first signer of the Declaration of Independence, John Hancock, who boldly signed his name on that documentation called the Declaration of Independence. Folks, did you see this? Going back to the state-run narrative, speaking about the same things here, friends, but just showing you that you're being duped by ill-designing men on a global scale. Islamic gangs plundering German churches, schools, and raping women and raping children, German media attempts to cover it up. Isn't that interesting? Oh, by the way, you can see that on the sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Islamic gangs plundering German churches. Wait a second. I thought the Islamic and these immigrants who are the fruit of a war concerning ISIS, they're fleeing their countries, going to foreign countries for help from them foreign countries. I thought that's what it was all about. Well, wait a second. Islamic gangs plunder German churches, schools, and raping women, children, German media attempts to cover it up. Wait a second. Isn't that what's happening here? Yes, it is. It's exactly what's happening here. Notice how they're trying to get you to look across the sea to a foreign land to say, look what's happening there. Well, this administration perpetrates the very crimes against you in America. But America, you're led to believe that everything's just A-OK here. No, you're being lied to. Folks, these are not victims of war, torn countries. These are those that are paid mercenaries to plunder foreign countries. But what's the state-controlled narrative globally? Well, the entire narrative is that the major Western media outlets have crafted around the migrant crisis. Well, it's a complete fraud. As a matter of fact, here's five things that the media won't report about concerning the refugees and the crisis in which you've been told that they're a part of. The majority of migrants are not Syrian families. Here's number one. Number one is the majority of migrants are not Syrian families fleeing from war and ISIS persecution of the 50% who claim to be Syrian in some areas. 90% don't even have documentation to prove it. Concerning its figures that show that 72% of the migrants are men with just 13% women and 15% children. Hey, folks, did you hear what I said? These are not Syrian families fleeing from war and ISIS persecution. Also keep in mind, you need to keep in mind that the state-controlled media wants to blow up ISIS because they want you to be afraid at every turn. By the way, that is a perfect part of judgment. Read Proverbs 28. The wicked flee when none pursueth. But what is the picture? Take the pictures. I'll create the war. America, you're being lied to. We're going to come right back to this very topic. I'm going to get to the other four in just a moment.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey to-do lists from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This way protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast-free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Same tactic as the homosexuals, friends. They're the victims. Nope. Remember what Gleason said, the founder. He had actually said that bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle, Mr. Kevin Jennings. Barack Hussein Obama's appointed safe school czar, who got his little backside kicked out shortly thereafter he was appointed by Barack himself, by the American people. Because they cared enough to do that, and that's why they stood up. See, if you love your freedom, you fight for it, friends. But we're seeing that across the globe, Islamic gangs, concerning Germany in this particular case, Islamic gangs, the victims, plundering German churches. Wow, that sounds just like the radical homosexuals, as I've been telling you since 2005. Schools, oh, through the NEA. Yes, that's exactly what's happening. Islamic gangs and the homosexuals plundering churches, schools. Oh, my goodness gracious. But we're talking about Islamic gangs here, folks. Sorry about that. May have been confused. Hey, same method, same devil. Islamic gangs plundering German churches, schools, and raping women, children. German media attempts to cover it up. Now, I know scripturally people like to look at Deuteronomy 28, and they love the 15 promises that God has given to a obedient people. But have you ever taken the time to read the 55 curses that are laid to the people that disobey a just and a holy God? Because this is what it says in Deuteronomy 28, verse 14. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. The gods of the people round about you, of course. Verse 15, but it shall come to pass, if thou shalt not listen carefully unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe, to do all of his commandments, not some, not picking and choosing like a pigeon picking peas, but to observe and to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Now, what's interesting about that is you scroll down just a little bit, this is where we start to look at what's going on in America. In verse 25, the Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and thou shalt be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. Now that stands in direct contrast, stark contrast concerning the promise where he said when the enemy comes out against you one way, that the Lord would cause your enemies to flee before you seven ways, and that the people of the earth would see that you're called by the name of the Lord and they would be afraid of you. No longer is that the case. Folks, we're seeing the professed Christians where there's a lack of Christ at every turn, capitulating in the day of battle. Read Psalm 78 when you get a moment. Now, this is what's interesting. In verse 36, it says, the Lord shall bring thee and the President of the United States of America, who's also ruled by law, but America's under the delusion that he isn't, or he does not. But it tells us that the President, the King which thou shalt set over thee, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, that he will set you over unto a nation that which you know nor your fathers have known, and there shall thou shalt serve other gods, wood and stone. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, whither the Lord shall lead thee. I mean, God would do that? Of course he will do that. Has he rejoiced over you to do you good? He'll also rejoice over you to do you evil. That's your call, not his. Who are we to point our finger and give counsel back unto God, it tells us in the book of Job? We are not. He's the creator, we're the creature. It's always for our good to take heed to what he establishes through his government and through his moral law. Just like in natural law, it's good to obey the natural laws of the land, because if you disobey, what happens? Well, you're going to be incarcerated. You're going to be thrown in jail. You're going to be thrown into penitentiary. Penitence has meaning, friends. America, your sin is before a just and a holy God, and your sin is finding you out, Numbers 32:23. There's no getting away from this, especially when we get into the specifics and the specificity of the Word of God concerning what's going on line upon line. I don't need some false prophet to come about and tell me what's going on. I don't even have to have a real prophet tell me what's going on in this country, because that's all I have to do is read Scripture. Because even when you read Leviticus 26, the first thing the Lord said to you, don't listen. He said, if you don't listen to my commandments, hearken unto my commandments and my judgments and my statutes, I will appoint over you terror. Folks, this is perfect judgment. What your enemies are doing right now is purposed by the Spirit of God, but it's the mercy of God that we see the things in which are going about in our country that we can deal with them. He's waiting for the church to respond to his commandments, that you might keep his judgments and his statutes to establish what? Righteousness and peace within the gate. And nothing's going to change, folks. We're not going to be able to stand up and look God in the face and say, Lord, that will never happen anyways. Lord, you know, we couldn't do anything. There's nothing we could do about it. And the Lord's going to look down at you and say, no, it's not that you couldn't do anything about it. As you know in Scripture, you can see through and through. I don't use a majority to prevail, but I do look for that one individual that's willing to stand in the gap that I might preserve that country. But you wanted to go and live your own life and serve other gods. You made your choice. America, when are we going to come to terms with the fact that we have no excuses before a just and a holy God? And why would we look for our excuses? Because when we run out of excuses and we see what the Father's done for us on the behalf of us concerning our salvation and the reconciliation through the cross of Jesus Christ back to the Father, and we look at the cross, we understand that He first loved us, and why wouldn't we want to respond to Him? Well, we can see that in the natural as well, folks. The American people are actually allowing this administration to desecrate the memories of those that fought, bled, and died, fighting against the very ideologies that America is tolerating today. Shame on America. Shame on America. Now, going back to this, folks, because we see that the entire narrative concerning the major Western media outlets, well, they have crafted around the migrant crisis a complete fraud. I want to bring you back to the five, and I'll start with number one again. Number one is the majority of migrants are not Syrian families the way the state-controlled media is causing you to believe. They're not Syrian families fleeing from war and ISIS persecution of the 50% who claim to be Syrian in some areas. There are 90% that don't have any documentation to prove it. The United Nations figures show that 72% of the migrants are men, with just 13% women and 15% children. And many of these people have nothing whatsoever to do with the Syrian refugee crisis once they reach the safety of countries that they refuse to shower them with free cash and the head straight for the welfare havens of Sweden and Germany. Folks, the question is, why is the media ordering us to accept these people in the name of feelings and humanitarianism, where most of them aren't even fleeing war? They are fleeing to a higher standard of living, which will be funded by European taxpayers, concerning this topic over in Germany. And the two major TV news networks will only broadcast footage that shows migrants in a positive light, smiling, laughing children, happy mothers, exuberant fathers. Concerning the tragedy of the drowned Syrian boy, they want to highlight that, and the truth about which was misreported for days in order to elicit unquestioning sympathy for the migrant invasion. Folks, again, keep in mind, these are paid mercenaries. That's why there's very few children and very few women. They're paid mercenaries to topple countries. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. I love this. Folks, what I love is the faithfulness of God. Because oftentimes I start to tap into things on the radio live, and I have no idea what I'm tapping into at times. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait a second. And I can say to you, and I've done it 1,000 times on this radio show, I cannot tell you the specifics of it right now, but I can tell you this is exactly what's going on. Just right after September 11th. I knew what it was, right away what it was. And I knew exactly it had nothing to do with terrorism, friends, concerning a foreign country. I knew it had nothing to do with it, because when I studied, and what was interesting is prior to that, I would study the dictators to understand how they would operate and what they would do. And furthermore, to understand what our forefathers said concerning those that were truly the terrorists. Like, for example, again, friends, remember when James Madison said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Well, if you go back to the dictionary, the Oxford English Dictionary, the word terrorism is defined out as government by intimidation. That's exactly what's happening here, friends, globally. Folks, all these immoral agendas that are being pushed on the American people, it's not the people, it's the government. It's not the people doing this, it's the government. And folks, it's so interesting, the things that we pop open on the sonsoflibertyradio.com here, how some people will laugh them off, and then about a year or two later, all of a sudden it's like, wait a second, how come you're not laughing anymore? How come you're not writing about my lunacy anymore? How come you're not writing about how far out I am? Because folks, what I'm telling you is exactly what the word forewarned us. And what it told us 5,000 and 6,000 years ago, we need to stick to that plan, because if we stick to that plan, we're not going to have to deal with the issues that we're dealing with today. And so we're here. And so we're here, friends. What's another one of their talking points here, the state-controlled media? What is another one of their fraudulent points, folks, that they're trying to throw down your throats? Remember the tragedy of the little drowned Syrian boy? To elicit unquestioning sympathy from the people globally? Well, the truth about that was misreported for days. And again, in order to what? To gain your sympathy for the migrant invasion. Invasion is exactly right. This isn't a Trojan horse anymore. This is happening in the day of light. But what they won't show you is migrants hurling rocks at Hungarians and stealing from charitable Europeans, assaulting old ladies, smashing up towns, or chanting Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar. But they won't broadcast images of jihadist rebels who fought with Al-Qaeda and ISIS-affiliated groups in Germany as migrants. Folks, this is all bought and paid for. Hello. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Folks, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Looking at, and we've been talking about how the Western media and their outlets have crafted the whole migrant crisis, which, by the way, they created this, is a complete fraud. And we have 5 points here proving just that. Folks, why is it that the state-controlled media won't show you migrants hurling rocks at Hungarians, stealing from charitable Europeans, assaulting old women, old ladies, smashing up towns, and chanting Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar? How come they're not showing you that? Because the New World Order monkeys are using the Muslims to plunder countries at their bidding. These are mercenaries, friends. And to prove my point, folks, here's another point. They won't broadcast images of jihadist rebels who fought with Al-Qaeda. Now, just keep in mind how many of our young boys and women actually went over to Afghanistan and Iraq and the such and came back in boxes, and they're now underground 6 feet fighting for what they thought was their people, their government, their country, so on and so forth. What's interesting about it is we're finding now that, you know, those created jihadists and that created Al-Qaeda and that created ISIS, folks, through all these wars, it's still interesting that these leaders are still alive. And it's also interesting to note that when you hear these jihadist leaders getting killed, it's also interesting to note that the state-controlled media forgets that they've used the same name over the years 5 and 6 times. But the American people, whatever they say must be, right? But folks, look at this. They won't broadcast images of jihadist rebels who fought with Al-Qaeda and ISIS-affiliated groups arriving in Germany as migrants. Wait a second. These Al-Qaeda rebels and these ISIS rebels, for some reason they're being found in these countries that are being plundered? And they're the victims, you're led to believe? Poor migrants. No. These are paid mercenaries, friends, plundering countries. That's why you're seeing a great majority of them as only being men. You know, it's also interesting to note that break-ins that occurred between 2011 and 2014 in these various countries, namely Germany, these crimes have escalated as Muslim invaders have been brought in by the tens of thousands into Germany. In a riot back in August, 20 Muslim refugees tried to lynch an Afghan man after he tore pages from the Quran and tossed them into a toilet. When police arrived, these Muslim refugees attacked the police as well. So those that are doing the bidding, hey, you know what? You know, friends, I want to interject this thought. Those that are appointed to vet everything I'm saying right now, from the DOJ to the FBI to the CIA, do you think those that you are lying and stealing and killing for, do you think for some reason they won't do the same thing to you? Have you got to be kidding me? You have got to be out of your mind. See, the point that I'm trying to make here is if they didn't have useful idiots such as yourself that are monitoring guys like me across the country, they couldn't do the things that they do to the mass amount of people in this country. But again, I know it all comes back to this. We're under the judgment of God. That means you too, you who monitors this radio show. That includes you. You do need to understand that because when we look at Scripture, we can see that there's a man named Nebuchadnezzar. And he was used, he was the servant of God to bring about judgment concerning his people that would not take heed to his word any longer. But when that chastisement and that judgment was over, oh boy, you might want to read what happened to those that he used to judge his people. Do take the time to do that because you can see that with any dictator. And let me say this, people, it's better to see judgment in this life by keeping God's commandments rather than in a later life. We have such a short amount of time on this planet, we want to make the most of it. And the last thing we want to do is be slaves or servants to an enemy. But folks, why is it? Why aren't they showing you these migrants throwing rocks and stealing from charitable organizations in Europe? They're shouting, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Folks, they're not broadcasting images of jihadist rebels who fight with Al-Qaeda and ISIS-affiliated groups arriving in Germany as migrants. They're playing the victim. Well, they're plundering the country. I'm saying that on purpose. This is because your sin is before a just and a holy God. Read Leviticus 26. Read Deuteronomy 28. God would never do that. Oh, no, let me tell you something. God didn't do it. You did it. It's what you've left undone. It's what you have turned your shoulder into and you would not give your time to. Stephanie did a program at a church in the state of Minnesota yesterday. And she said, can you imagine the Super Bowl if they emptied that arena out and they confronted their government for the crimes that they have committed against the innocent in the womb concerning their attempt of redefining marriage? So, folks, down the list, can you imagine what would happen in one day? What matters more to the people? A bunch of grown men with tights on fighting over a pig ball where babies in the millions are being sanctioned by this corrupt government to kill the baby by calling it a choice. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Why is the media hiding the kind of footage that would sway public opinion on the issue unless they are complicit in cover-up? In the name of tolerance, folks, we are being told to open the floodgates for the waves of people who are completely intolerant of Western values. That's the purpose. That's why they're doing what they're doing. This is all purposed. Since Sweden opened its doors to mass immigration, listen carefully, friends. Listen carefully. Since Sweden opened its doors to mass immigration, rapes have skyrocketed. Rapes have skyrocketed by a staggering 1,400%, with most of the culprits being, guess who, friends? The victims, the migrants. Now, the problem with no-go Muslim ghetto areas where police, ambulance, and firemen are attacked by mobs continued to worsen across Europe last month, for four major welfare organizations in Germany warned that Muslim migrants were raping women and they were also raping the children at a camp in Heston. Now, did you see CNN, BBC, or Sky News cover this? No, they were too busy obsessing about a Hungarian camera woman who tripped someone who she did not see, then report on a school in Germany which had ordered girls not to wear. In other words, folks, that's what they highlighted. The camera woman who tripped someone up. They wanted to show you how bad this reporter was by tripping up one of the migrants. See, but they're not telling you what this is all about. And folks, you need to understand that they're employed, right, by the CIA. This isn't something that's way out there. They told you this. Journalists are now coming forward and telling you this. From Germany, by the way. They're telling you who's paying the bills here. Just think, you are seeing the mind of those that mean to rule over you, that it's okay to kill anybody that doesn't agree with the Muslim theology. Listen to this. Women are being raped as well as children. Yet they don't report on that. They report on a camera woman who trips someone up. And what you didn't see, of course, because they didn't report it, is they didn't show you the report on a school in Germany which has now ordered little girls not to wear shorts so it's to avoid being raped by migrants located at a nearby gymnasium. Oh, my goodness. This is some crazy stuff, friends. How many times have I said God will get your attention one way or another? He will. And it's interesting. After all of this war, guess what's going to happen? Everybody's going to return to the God that they should not have departed from. It's just a fact. That's history right there. Why isn't anyone questioning the logic of allowing millions of people from a completely different culture to flood Europe with no assimilation plan whatsoever immediately? And if they do, by the way, friends, they're denounced as a racist. That's hey, folks, that dog just don't hunt anymore. It never has. Because this is nothing but a tactic that communists use against dissenters. Just browbeat them. That's all that's about. Now, nobody in the conservative movement in the church, they don't want to be, you know, they don't want to be called racist. No, you're a coward. What, they hated our Lord? Didn't Jesus say they'll also hate you? Oh, but that doesn't include me, man. I got a reputation to keep. Yeah, your reputation's going to bring you right where you belong, where nobody's going to care about your reputation anymore. I'm going to take a quick break. Got hour two coming up on the other side. 1-866-582-9933.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.